Part 1. One of few women Uber drivers. Listen to an interview with Lisa Belt, a part-time driver for the big car-sharing service. For the following statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Listen to Part 1.
Women Uber drivers are like aliens or ghosts. Sure, you may hear about them, but you rarely see them for yourself. Lisa, have you ever met a woman driver?
In my own experience as an Uber passenger, I have only come across one female driver, and I treated her like the passengers treat me now. When I became one of the few women who work as Uber drivers, I finally learned that everyone asks the same questions. Oh, I haven't had a girl driver before. Or, aren't you pretty for an Uber driver? Do you feel safe? Do your parents worry for you? Is your boyfriend okay with it?
Customers ask these questions because women drivers are rare. Does it annoy you?
Well, yeah. What's worse, passengers often get into my car and completely ignore me, expecting that I don't speak English. Once I ask if the car temperature is comfortable, or if they have a music preference, they are quick to apologize and explain that their driver usually doesn't speak English. These people are usually the most shocked when I tell them I have a college degree. I drive for Uber part-time and they immediately ask what my real job is. I explain that I am a writer and that Uber adds to my income.
So how did you end up driving for the biggest car-sharing service in the world?
A few months back, I had a conversation with a male Uber driver. He said the application process was very easy and done entirely online. He said the key to making good money is to drive in major cities during holidays or Friday and Saturday nights. I mentioned that I was looking to make extra money and asked if this was something he would recommend for a woman to do.
So, is it safe?
He said that his sister also drives for Uber, but that she only drives in daylight hours. Also, she does not drive in college or party areas to avoid the drunk bar crowds. I began to drive my own car shortly after and adopted those rules as my own. I don't take passengers to places which are not safe. When a man asks too many questions, I quickly make it a point to mention my boyfriend, and I always place my purse in the passenger's seat to prevent people from sitting next to me. I've never broken these rules.
Are there places you never go to?
I mostly work in New Jersey, where I live, though I do drive into New York City from time to time, but only during daylight hours, of course. By being strict about when and where I choose to drive, I don't completely avoid out the crazies. There was a man who was drinking all the time and a woman who asked me to be her personal assistant. That meant moving her stuff to another house. She also wanted me to sell a piano for her on the internet, for no extra money. It took me weeks to break up with that woman.
Are there any pros to Ubering?
Sure. I don't have a boss. I am independent and flexible. It's just me and my car, and it's completely up to me when I want to turn on the app. It's a great option for people who want extra income while keeping a sense of freedom.
Lisa, my final question is, why do you drive for Uber?
The answer for me is simple. For the same reason we all work. Because I need the money.